This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Ayin Vav, Sif. Hey, Tsoya Befi Tabas, excrement in the anus. In other words, where it comes out, Afilu Himachusa, even if it's covered, Asur L'Krois L'Divrei HaKal. You can't read Shema according to everyone. Afilu Eino Niras K'shu Oimed. Even if it cannot be seen when you're standing, because the body covers itself up, v'nireis k'shu yoshev, but it's apparent when you're sitting. In other words, in Sif Dalet we saw soya al besaroi mechusa yesh matirim v'yesh oisrim. Why the yesh matirim held only kohana shama tahalaka the pan the choytem, and the yesh oisrim said kolatz moisoi tamarna, but soya b'fi tabas is a problem according to everybody. Okay, Tzai b'fi tabas is a problem according to everyone. It says Mishnah Berurah b'fi tabas, mi sheyesh loy choyli hat choyrim, someone who has hemorrhoids, v'zav mimenu dam tamid, and blood is always flowing. V'agav adam yitzvin aleichas shuchamu peshas yesh loy reich ra, and with the blood it flows out some type of very smelly liquid. So long as this liquid excrement is coming out, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. V'mein sham reyach ra, if the fluid does not smell, im adam oyalecha yotzederach dechia b'seirugin havim min hameimayim. If the blood or the fluid comes by pushing it consecutively, that comes from the intestines. And there is a remedy by washing it. And if it's just constantly flowing, that's a blood or a liquid that's coming from the anus. In other words, hemorrhoidal blood. You don't have to clean it. So basically, if somebody has a hemorrhoid and with the blood comes out a smelly liquid, that's a problem. You can't say Dvarim Shebekdusha so long as it's flowing. If it doesn't smell, then it depends how it's coming out. If it comes out intermittently, then you could wash it. If it comes out constantly and it doesn't smell, that's not an issue. Usur Likrois. It's usher to read v'diavad imkar kriya shema chayzer rekoyre. V'diavad, if you say shema, you have to repeat it. Ach le'inyan tefillah tzarich yinam yachzir yisfal legabe shemon esrei. It's a question whether you have to go back and daven. Kein kazav chayadim al harbe achronim kazav tzarich lachzir yisfal. Many achronim would say you do have to go back. I don't understand why there would be any tzad that you would not have to go back for tefillah. In other words, what would the difference be legabe tefillah? Okay. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah LeDivrei HaKol. Everyone would say Tzoya b'fiat habas also likras Divrei HaKol. Ratzol Emra afilu LeDivrei Hamater b'siv dalid b'tzoya al b'sori mechusa. This is what we pointed out. Even according to the Yesh Matirin and Siv Dalid, that if there's Tzoya on your flesh and it's covered, shani hacha dibimakoima nafish zua matvei, in its place of origin, it's considered much more problematic. Okay. Alkein yeshal adam lesar of liris tamashay naki piatabashaloi. Therefore, a person should pay special attention to make sure that that area is always clean. To clean it with water, or with spittle. This way, you don't even have a mashu of tzaya, because even a mashu of tzaya b'makayma, it's asar. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is recommending, quoting the Shla, that you should make sure to use water when cleaning yourself in that area. Now, if you're going to use Okay. The question is, what about tissue paper? Is that enough? Is that enough? If I'm not mistaken, in other words, does our toilet paper do the job? So in Siman Gimel, Sivkatan Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah said, V'toiv lirchoitz pi hatabas b'mayim oibaroik. So what about our toilet paper? Does that do the job? I remember seeing something on this. Oh, yeah, this is what I remember. The Reb Chaim Knievsky says that nowadays, what's the brand? What's the good brand of the bathroom tissue? Whatever it is. No commercials during this year, so I can't say. But Reb Chaim Knievsky says, Shekiyom sheyesh lanu niyar yafe likinuach hu shave b'mamasa l'rchitza b'mayim. Our good tissue paper is the same as water. And that's even in Bnei Brak. Anyone from America knows that, that's not good tissue paper. So Kal v'chomer in America, probably it's even better. Probably you're better off using American tissues. Basically, the only advantage that America has over Eretz Yisrael is in this Indian. Okay, so count your blessings, So the Mishnah Berurah continues. Kishu yoyshev, avalam eino niras. So here's the situation. There's tsoya b'makayma. It's eino niras kishuhu oymed. When you stand and sort of the skin covers itself up, it's pressed together, it's covered. But when you sit, it spreads apart. Avalam eino niras afu kishu yoyshev mutter. But whatever tsoya is now covered, even when you're sitting, mutter shaloi nitna tar l'malachi ashares. The Torah was not given to the angels. There's no way to do, a complete cleaning of your entire, b'nei me'ayim to make sure that you could daven. So basically, the Stipler has a sefer. It was written by Dr. Greenwald. It's called Eitzos v'Hadrachos, and part of the sefer is about people who suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. They say Shema many times, or they repeat things. And one of the areas where this displays itself is people get overly or obsessively focused on making sure this area is clean. So basically, that's a general rule that lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. The Torah is not given to angels. So you do a good job, you do a conscientious job, and then you move on. As they say in England, keep calm and move on. Okay, so. Weiter. Sif Vav. Haya lefanav ma'at tsoya. Let's say there's a little bit of tsoya in front of you. Yachal levatla baroik. You could be mevatalit in spittle. Sheyorik ba. That you could spit at it. V'yikra kenegda. And then say Shema opposite it. V'hu sheyehe haroik ave. And that is if the spittle is very thick. When I was in 8th grade, I was just bar mitzvah, I was on a school bus, and the windows were open, and because we're being recorded, a teenage punk of bad character, let's just say it like that, passed by the yeshiva bus. He spat into the window. The spit went on my brand new hat. Now, back in the day, I don't think I got a Borsellino. Borsellino were for, Besser mention. I got a Stetson. Who, do you remember Stetson? Stetson was like, A-minus kind of. It wasn't the, but it was still, it was a good hat. The spit of this chaleria was so thick, I had to throw out the hat. Okay, so that was my new hat. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah reminds me. The Mechaber says it has to be thick. It only helps temporarily. If you don't say Shema right away, and the spittle gets absorbed in the ground, it does not become batal. So the question is, what exactly are we talking about? A little bit of spit? Afilu koshu. Mishnah Berurah says, even the smallest amount. Ki ein shir le'isur tsoya. Oh no, I'm sorry. There's a little bit of tsoya. It's going on the tsoya. Even a tiny bit of tsoya is in front of you. You could be mevatel it with roik. By the way, the Mishnah Berurahs that we're learning now are mamish and yana d'yoma. First of all, yesterday we learned about whether shechva zera has a status of tsoya. It's in this week's parsha, right by Shishi. You know, whether that zera is metame. But now we're talking about spittle. Spittle, kasa b'chidusha b'kiveger b'shem ha-naziro shimshan de'en tzach l'achri ma'asha adam meki avshu mos. You don't have to distance yourself from vomit, even though it's disgusting. You know, it's good to know. So it could happen. Somebody's sick. He expectorates in the shul. And now you want to know, are you allowed to daven in the Dalet Amos, or do you have to move 4 Amos away from where the Reach stops? No. Haroik Ove, the spittle has to be thick. Az Chashav Kisa. Then the Pshat, the Lomdus of spit. You ready for the Lomdus of spit? The Lomdus of spit is, it's a covering. Spit is a covering. V'davka k'shen magia loy Reach Ra, as long as you don't smell it. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you. Let's read that. Many is pointing out the dirsh says it's only if the vomit doesn't smell, which is hard to understand. You know, vomit smells sometimes more pungent than soya. He says later on. He says kol reach rahaba midavar sheyesh lo ikar dinoi kitsoya v'tzach lahachim menu kamloi enav. I don't know. I don't think Rabbi Kivager is mashing that way. Let's see. Ayin tes, chaf tes. Not sure. Let's say you have a piece of cheese that's moldy and it smells. You can't dive in there? Is it din of tsoya? I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. But I'm not sure. Okay, let's finish this up. Haroik ave az chashiv kisa v'davik she'en magil arechra. V'im noisein mayim. Now, by the way, it's covered and you can't smell it. What if you could smell it? We brought before that the opinion of the Prima Gadim is you don't have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops as long as you're not smelling it. But it's a shaila. We had this before. The question is, when it's covered, do you also have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops? Putting water on it doesn't help. Unless the water is dirty, that you can't see the tsoya. It's not like tsoya in a glass. That's a valid cover. Water is not a valid cover. Ay, legabe giloy erva. Clear water is a cover. That's because there's a special din by tsoya. It says v'chisisa. It has to have a mamish, a din of a kisoy. So even though legabe erva, mayim is a kisoy, legabe tsoya, it's not a kisoy. That's an interesting chiddush. Therefore, you have to be careful not to read Shema if there's, let's say, a a chamber pot, or we in America, Masha Anu Kairin, excuse the expression, just we want to say it to be clear, in a toilet, if there's soya in it, the fact that there's water and you don't smell it is not good enough. Asher shlicha b'soicha big day ketam sheish mem soya. Or let's say you have a launderer's pool and you throw in soiled garments of a kid, it's not going to be a covering. It's not going to be a covering. What if you don't smell it? It seems like it's still not a cover. Okay, let's hold it over here. And let's plan to do tomorrow, okay? Today's Thursday, right? Let's plan to do tomorrow. Hatzlacha, everyone. Have a good day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.